Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with Ethnos 360 pilot Brian Pruitt and his wife Bailey. So Brian, you're a fixed wing and helicopter pilot.
Yeah, that's correct. Now I just fly helicopters, but I've done both for the organization.
It's got to be exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about the culture there in the Republic of the Philippines?
We deal with more of the national Filipino culture as a family. It's a very warm and welcoming culture, wonderful people. And then we also fly into tribal areas where the culture is quite different. It's still very welcoming in most places, but it's very primitive areas that we fly to. And so a lot of grass roofs and grass huts.
How long is the typical flight for you?
They're relatively short with the helicopter, about 30 minutes one way. And we're positioned in a strategic spot because it helps keep the costs down for everyone and also makes us a lot more reliable getting to people.
I'm sure that no 2 days are alike, but would you give us a snapshot of what your work looks like?
Yeah, there's a ton of variety. We basically do everything with the helicopter that people might do with their car because there are no roads and people are living totally remote and off the grid. So we are the access to the grocery store, to the hardware store, to the hospital, everything. So typically, I get up in the morning and I'll check my phone to make sure there's no medical emergencies or anything unscheduled that came up in the night. And then if everything's okay, I go down and I find the cargo for my scheduled flight at our guest house and load up and bring it to the hangar. I'll fly out to one of the missionary locations and I bring cargo there. And oftentimes, once I land, there are passengers that need to go to another location. So in a lot of our church plants, there are now second and third generation believers from the village who are missionaries themselves. I don't just bring the cargo in and leave, but I usually pick up some of these pastors and church leaders, and then I'll fly them to an outreach where they're teaching and doing things, or I move teaching materials out to the outreaches. So I typically do several flights in a day. Once I get out to the mountains, it's a lot of really short shuttles, and it's pretty fast-paced, and we get probably weeks worth of travel saved every day that I go out and fly just because of how many people we can move around in such a short time.
Did you say it's very rugged terrain?
Yes. So just as an example, I do a flight where I fly some of the pastors and the tribal missionaries out to their relatives who are just downriver, and it takes them 2 days to hike to that outreach, and they're fast hikers.
Wow.
And I can do the flight in about 6 minutes.
Wow.
So in 6 minutes of flight time, we're saving them 2 days one way and a pretty dangerous trip for them as well if they go overland.
And is it easy for you to find a patch of land that's suitable to land on?
It is very easy. And it's a funny part of culture there is that basketball is one of their favorite sports. And so in a lot of their minds, they don't have an official village until they have a basketball court. So even in some of these mountain jungle locations, there will be a basketball court. No basketball there. They don't know how to play it even. But there's a basketball court cleared that makes it an official village, and I can land on that. So almost anywhere I can find somewhere to land, which is the amazing versatility of a helicopter.
Brian, how did you get started as a pilot missionary?
I grew up in the Philippines, and my parents were missionaries there. And we were served by a missionary pilot, and I was exposed to it. And then from then on, it was my dream to be a pilot. As I got older, my heart was really turned toward missions and wanting to do something to tell people about the Lord. And I didn't feel like I was a teacher, but I definitely had gifts, mechanical gifts, and some gifts that would lend themselves to doing support work. And so I enrolled at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago and went through the Moody Aviation Program to train specifically to be a missionary pilot, and then went through Ethnos 360's training. And I mean, long story short, I ended up on the mission field in a pretty streamlined way, but it takes a long time because there's a lot of training involved.
Yeah, because there's so many different conditions that you could be in as a missionary pilot.
Yeah, it's true. So you have to be able to not just pilot your aircraft, but you don't have a normal support network like a lot of people would, where there's no dispatcher, there's no weather reports, there's no air traffic control or radar or anything to help you. So you have to make a lot of hard decisions and a lot of judgment calls. So a lot of the training is kind of all about learning good judgment, and the skills of flying are pretty easily taught, but some of the other stuff that you don't even learn until you get to the mission field.
So how long have you and your wife been there ministering in the Philippines together?
We've been there a little over 11 years.
Hi, Bailey. Would you just like to share what it's like for you? Because obviously going to live on the other side of the world to serve alongside your husband has got to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is a challenge, but it's pretty special too, because not very many people get to work as a team with their husband or their wife, and we get to work together every day and be out there with the missionaries who are doing the hard work of church planting and translating God's word. And so it's pretty fun as a family, just work together as a team. And I think that's something special that we get that other families don't.
So you have children then, I take it. It's not just the two of you.
We do. We have three children. They're 7, 9, and 11.
Wow.
And so they're a part of the team too, though. They help out so much. We're really grateful for the opportunity that God has given us to be there and help in any way we can.
So what does your work look like as you help Brian?
So I'm the ground logistics. I do everything from coordinating flights to getting weather updates so that he can know when it's okay to fly and not okay to fly. And I organize transportation. If patients are coming out on the helicopter, I organize ambulances or just a vehicle to pick passengers up. And then I also follow him on the computer over satellite tracker just to make sure that he's okay and we know where he is all the time. And then I do that while homeschooling the kids.
Wow, so you're very busy. And
I'm very busy.
What would you like to share with our listeners who may think about potentially considering missions, some form of missions, whether it's short-term or long-term? Any advice to them?
Yeah. Something we hear a lot is, man, I could never do that. And what I would share is that I feel that way too. And it's what's so great about doing things that are out of our comfort zone is that God doesn't want us to do things that we can handle, that he often will send us to do things that we can't handle so that we can depend 100% on him. And so if you just feel like this is what God is wanting you to do, he's going to help you do it. And don't worry, you can't handle it. But he can, and he's faithful to take care of you.
That's Brian and Bailey Pruitt with Ethnos 360. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?